Stan, first of all, I mean, incredible that you've made it here all the way from Australia.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure to be here. When I obviously got the call to come from Michael Johnson, I just thought about it for a little bit, and, you know, I love this place and love the people here and what we did in the time that I was here. And, it was just great to be back, and I'm very humbled and emotional and happy at the same time.
Is that day at Cardiff up there with one of your best of your career?
I think on the balance of like where we were trying to achieve at Birmingham City, I think where the club then propelled itself to and to be in the Premiership, and then I was, you know, then spent another five seasons after that. So it was a huge moment, and then obviously we then progressed from there onwards, you know. So it was many, many good times. It was a great bunch of players. And, you know, all the players, the spirit between us all was fantastic. So it was a fantastic time for us.
It must be great to be reunited with most of them. I mean, do you miss that camaraderie?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when people say, do you miss it? And, of course, you come back on nights like tonight and you see, like, the old photos and the when you see Cardiff and you see all that sea of blue, all the supporters and, you know, the Darren Carter, Jeff Horsfields and, you know, they're the moments you live for. You live for, certainly the highs and... it's hard, you know. You look back in your life, and I can say that I was part of a fantastic era, you know, with Birmingham City.
Just finally, I mean, since you've been gone, Blues have been up, they've been down, they've been up. I mean, now they're in the Championship. They've got a new manager. I mean, I guess you're hoping they can get back up there.
Oh, always. I follow the Blues religiously. You know, since I stopped, it's always going to be my home, my club, and it's tough. It's tough. I've been in the Championship, and it's tough to get out of. And you know, Blues are going to be in amongst another 8 to 10 teams that are going to be vying for promotion. So, you know, at the moment we've got some issues we've got to sort out. Lee Clark's got a big job. So we've got to see a lot of our players are getting sold off. Hopefully we can hang on to most of them. And, you know, if we're not to go up this year, then see if we can consolidate and then maybe look at going up next season. So it's going to be a tough year for us ahead. But, you know, that's Birmingham City. And I, you know, having been the club, we don't do it easy. You know, it's always tough. But our fans are always there, and that's what's the beauty of this club.
With Darren Carter, Carts, I mean, what's it like watching all the footage now, 10 years on?
Oh, it's obviously, you know, to look back on it and on the day, and to be with all the lads, obviously that made it happen and made it possible. It's special, and it's the first time I've actually watched it, sort of a montage like that, for a good number of years. And like I say, you can just feel the emotion in the room, and even watching them back, the penalties and that, it's the suspense and that, even though you know what's going to happen. It's great. It's been a great night, and to just see the supporters as well, you know, the affection they've got for the squad back then. It was special times.
And to be united with most of the squad as well.
Yeah, some of the lads, obviously Stan Lazaridis been over in Australia, and Stern being in Trinidad as well. And these are guys that I've probably seen once or twice since they left the club. Brian Hughes, who I used to room with week in, week out, and I haven't seen him for a while. And obviously Jono making it all possible. It's great. You know, Steve Vickers, another one that I haven't seen since he left the club. It's been, you know, nearly obviously seven or eight years since I've seen him. And it's great to catch up, and you can see the bond and the team spirit already, even when we was upstairs having drinks together, it's still there after all these years. And that shows you that it was a special group.
I don't know if it was just how you looked on the telly, but you really didn't look like much was phasing you when you came on, when you walked up to take the pen. I mean, were you sort of relaxed, or were you absolutely, you know, bricking it?
I was actually relaxed, and people ask me that, you know, time and time again. How did you feel? Was you nervous? Was you? But I wasn't, and that's the God's honest truth. And I always said that if you sort of put me in that position again, I think I'd probably react differently. I think it was just meant to be. I really do. And it was just fate that I landed at the fourth penalty, that they missed two previous as well to give me the opportunity to win it. I think I just didn't really take it all in at the time. I think it was more I was oblivious to how much was riding on it, and just went out there and played football, the game that I love and know how to do. So.
Just finally, obviously you're a free agent. I know there's still a lot to be sorted, but I mean, is it a possibility of you coming back here?
Well, this is the thing. Obviously, I'm a free agent and, you know, I can sign anywhere and I'm fit, I'm healthy. That's the one main thing that I wanted to be going back into pre-season after missing last year through injury. I've got myself in that position. I'm feeling great. The injury's fine. So it's just a case now of me finding the right place and the right home, basically, for me to play my football. And there's no better place than here, obviously, and everyone knows that. But again, it's not down to me. And obviously, I'll just keep working hard and doing what I know is right to get myself ready for wherever that is.
With Nico Vassin, Nico, what's it like to be back with all the lads?
Well, fantastic. You know, we had a great group, great bunch of players those days, and we achieved quite a lot. And you know, after 10 years, it's good to see some of the boys back. People like Lazaridis, you know, I remember the day we said goodbye, and you just wonder, will we ever see each other again, you know? And no, we're not only happy to see each other, but also to be amongst the fans again, you know? It's really a great night.
Is it strange watching some of that footage with you saving that vital penalty?
Yeah, it was a special night. I'm just glad that I did what I had to do, you know? And I'm proud of that achievement that we did as a club, the team as a whole. And I'm proud and happy the role I played in all that, you know. So yeah, it was it means a lot to me and the boys, and to see it all again, you know, brings fun memories.
And I guess pride in seeing what it means to the supporters as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you also, I was at the Bruges Birmingham game for the Europa League, and I was really, really proud that I represented this club. Because the supporters, the fans were fantastic in that game, and I know a lot of people in Belgium understood, you know, because before the build-up to the game, I spoke very highly of the club, obviously, and everybody could see after the night that was absolutely the case.